Thank you for calling New Park Medical Practice. If you feel your symptoms are life-threatening, then hang up and dial 999. Please note, all calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. We no longer take prescription requests by phone. The easiest way to order prescriptions is via our website, www.newparkmedicalpractice.nhs.scot. That's www.newparkmedicalpractice.nhs.scot. Please now listen to the following options. For reception, press 1. For the health visiting team, press 2. For the district nursing team, press 3. Thank you for calling New Park Medical Practice. If you feel your symptoms are life-threatening, then hang up and dial 999. Please note, all calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. We no longer take prescription requests by phone. The easiest way to order prescriptions is via our website, www.newparkmedicalpractice.nhs.scot. That's www.newparkmedicalpractice.nhs.scot. Please now listen to the following options. For reception, press 1. For the health visiting team.
Good afternoon, New Park Medical Practice. Andrea speaking. How can I help?
Hi there. My name's Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
Hi, I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I'm just calling in regards to a subject access request form that was sent for one of our clients. Can I give you his date of birth and name?
Yes, please.
It's the 3rd of January, 1969. Should be a Mr. Colin Anderson.
What date of birth did you give me, sorry?
The 3rd of January, 1969.
Right, how can I help you?
So, we, I believe somebody at New Park spoke to my colleague James about 3 weeks ago in regards to this. So, we've sent a subject access request form to yourselves and you've responded back with a link, but the link has expired.
All right, bear with me, so, and I'll see if I can get one of the secretaries. They'll be able to help with that. What was
right,
your name
no problem.
Again? Sorry,
Daniel. Daniel. Daniel calling from MMA Legal.
MMA Legal. Bear with me now, Daniel. Hold on.
No problem. Thank you.
Hello, it's Anne. I'm one of the secretaries. So you were looking for, is it an IGR report, the IGPR report?
It is. Well, I believe it's the link that gets sent to us to access medical records. Do you need the client's date of birth?
My colleagues give me that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, so it was... About 3 weeks ago, somebody's been speaking to one of my colleagues, James, and we've received a link, but because of the amount of backlog, it's not been actioned in time and the link's expired now. We're just hoping to get that resent over so we can action it now.
We've just started using IGPR, so I'm just trying to see... And I'm not very good at it, I'll be honest with you.
All right, so it's always the same with new systems. It takes a lot to get around, doesn't it?
Because I think it was all done through IGPR by the looks of things. Let me just have a quick look to bring it in. Insurance. Right. We sent a report. This was back in May. Would that be as far back in May, the 18th of May?
Let's have a look at the DSAR report.
Not 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, the call I was referring to a few weeks ago was just a bit of back and forth that you had with, probably not you yourself, but someone at Hall Park. So yeah, it was originally sent on the 21st of April. So
right.
Let me
so
just
this would have been
screen.
The 18th of May when we sent it, is that right?
18th of May. Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Right, I'll need to see if I can send it again. Bear with me 1 second.
No problem.
There you go. I found it. Right, I can send it again. There were 3 different attachments to it. And again,
yeah.
It will come that way again, and you need to open it within 5
yes,
days.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to action it as soon as I see it come through now.
Okay.
All right. Thank
right,
you
thank
very
you.
Much for that.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. See you now. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.